This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The right to bear arms shall not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. Here comes the nation's Second Amendment watchdog. Stand back, gun grabbers, and welcome to the House of Pain. Brought to you by Frog Lube, performance made in the USA. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good evening. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com. 27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires, and there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold. You see me shooting it, it's because it came from AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, just to be clear, here's the left's narrative on the police in America. There's widespread and institutionalized racism inside American law enforcement agencies, and black Americans are especially targeted. This racism has led to the deaths of a disproportionate number of innocent black Americans. In order to stop this heinous activity, we need more gun control legislation, more wealth redistribution, more job and education programs, and thus Americans need to elect more Democrats. Now, Heather McDonald, more than once, and Larry Elder, more than once, and a host of others have provided mountains of evidence that prove beyond any reasonable doubt that there is no widespread special targeting of black Americans by U.S. law enforcement. In addition to the crime statistics, consider, of the 50 largest cities in the U.S., 30% have a black police chief. Of the 50 largest sheriff's departments in the U.S., 12% are led by black Americans. Black Americans are about 13% of the U.S. population, and the sheriffs are usually elected. Barack Obama, Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama, the U.S. president and commander-in-chief of the U.S. military, the largest, most powerful military in the world, is a black man. The U.S. attorney general, chief law enforcement officer and chief lawyer of the U.S. government, Loretta Lynch, is a black woman. The previous U.S. attorney general, Eric Holder, black man. No doubt there. You know, there's no doubt that there are racists within U.S. law enforcement, as there is in almost any agency or institution or organization in America. But there's no way a nation achieves the racial diversity detailed that I just talked about if widespread institutionalized racism existed. Now, in spite of this, whenever the national conversation turns to confrontations between white cops and black suspects, the narrative at the beginning of this piece, the narrative of Black Lives Matter, dominates the mainstream media. Remember, they gained national attention because of a lie. Black Lives Matter was founded after the acquittal of George Zimmerman and the killing of Trayvon Martin. However, the movement became known nationally after the death of Michael Brown at the hands of police officer Darren Wilson in Ferguson, Missouri. After his death, the supposed gesture and words of surrender by Brown, hands up and don't shoot, which he never said or did, became a frequent white rallying cry for those protesting his death. However, a U.S. Department of Justice investigation after this, it was concluded that Brown didn't have his hands up and didn't cry don't shoot when Officer Wilson shot him. Even progressive apologist Jonathan Capehart had to admit that hands up don't shoot was built on a lie. But the narrative continues. one of the reasons for the deceptive progressive narrative about black lives is so doggedly defended and regularly repeated is that the truth about the very real suffering in American black community runs counter to the modern liberal dogma. The biggest reason for rampant lawlessness and poverty that is so prevalent in the black community is the breakdown of the family. Now, BLM would say, that's racist of me to say. No, I am angry that this is happening to you, black America. It's been widely reported for years now that the out-of-wedlock birth rate among American blacks is 70%. Almost always, mothers are left to raise their children alone. In U.S. cities where the violence and poverty among U.S. black Americans is most pronounced, the out-of-wedlock birth rate is even worse. Chicago, about 80% of black children are born to single mothers. Today, only 17% of American black teenagers reach age 17 in a family with their biological parents married to each other. In no state in the U.S. does black family intactness exceed 30%. That is a tragedy. Social science is finally revealing what sound morality and good common sense always told us, that children of single mothers do worse in almost every metric measured. School achievement, poverty, crime, emotional well-being, drug use, delinquency, violent behavior, so on. These negative outcomes are even worse for black children born to single mothers. Millions of black youths, because of the frequent absence of fathers, are growing up poorly disciplined, poorly educated, and poorly churched. All they've had to go to are the gangs and the crime that is far too common in black communities in America. And these broken and vulnerable black families typically live in the most dangerous parts of our nation. From the beginning of the Iraq War in 2003 until the troop withdrawal in 2011, there were 4,485 U.S. casualties. The city of Chicago alone had 4,265 murders during the same period. And the most shocking statistic of all when it comes to black Americans and violence is that black men in the U.S. are half as likely to die if they are in prison than they are if they are not. That's horrifically sad. Since the Roe v. Wade ruling in 1973, abortion has killed more black Americans than crime, accidents, cancer, heart disease, or AIDS. Since 1973, you know, it's been worse for black America than any other cause of death. And again, in U.S. cities, the numbers are even more staggering. In New York City in 2012, more black children were aborted than were born. Mother Teresa warned us, the greatest destroyer of peace today is abortion, because it is a war against the child, a direct killing of the innocent child, murder by the mother herself. And if we accept that a mother can kill even her own child, how can we tell other people not to kill one another? So we shouldn't be surprised. Do you see Black Lives Matter or the liberal apologists standing up for the black children unborn in the womb? The most important relationship in the universe is the relationship between a husband and his wife. And any other type of union is considered to be a perversion of one of the oldest truths in the history of humanity. Now, that is in direct opposition to the pro-homosexual, pro-abortion, pro-big government, which could all be summed up as the anti-family agenda of today's American progressive. For decades now, modern American liberals have waged war on the family. They've lied about sex and sexuality and about the importance of mothers and fathers, about marriage, about life of the womb. The rotten fruit of this lie, of these lies, is widespread death and deception. It's the politics and the policies and the practices of liberalism that have robbed American black communities of peace and prosperity and turned our police officers into targets. And all along, we keep getting told, well, if we just had gun control, these things wouldn't happen. So if we just had gun control, there would be no staggering amount of abortion in black America? Really? You think so? I don't think so. Coming up next, we're going to talk about somebody who thinks she is a unilateral political goddess. That's when we get back. This is Lock and Load.
education has to be boring. Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
American made. Born out of brutal, punishing trials.
These are the weapons of Head Down.
Employing CNC billet construction, Head Down products are both investments and tools meant for a lethal trick. And a lifetime warranty and bulletproof construction, Head Down products change the rules concerning both value and quality.
A new standard emerges in America today.
Go to HDFirearms.com. When these weapons enter the fight, the urge will be to keep their head down.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 The investment world isn't fair. A precious metals trader buys gold and silver at spot price. You pay his price plus fees, costs, and shipping. But today, you don't. Today, JM Bullion offers a 10-ounce bar of pure silver at spot price. No fees, no markups, no shipping. Invest in something real, not Wall Street paper. 10 ounces of silver at spot price. Visit RealPriceSilver.com for this limited-time offer. One per household, 50 United States only. RealPriceSilver.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If you're considering going back to school, ask yourself the following questions. Do you need the flexibility to take classes on your schedule? Do you have college credits you need transferred? Do you want to earn a quality degree from a world-renowned university? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Arizona State University is the perfect school for you. Arizona State University offers over 100 highly ranked degree programs 100% online. You'll earn the same degree as you would on campus, from wherever you are, on your schedule. Plus, ASU Online accepts most transfer credits. For information, call 1-800-933-1430. Learn for yourself why the Wall Street Journal ranks ASU fifth in the nation for producing the best qualified graduates, and why 90% of ASU grads are recruited within 90 days of graduation. Learn to grow, learn to succeed, and learn to thrive at Arizona State University. To learn more about ASU Online degrees, call 1-800-933-1430. That's 1-800-933-1430.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot.
Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Coming out of Massachusetts, we have Democrat Attorney General Maura Healey. Yesterday, she unilaterally redefined what constitutes an assault weapon under Massachusetts law in order to outlaw the sale of the most popular firearm sold in the United States today. And this ban, Massachusetts, is effective immediately. From, we get this from one of these outlets out there. The Massachusetts assault weapon ban mirrors the federal ban Congress allowed to expire in 2004. It prohibits the sale of specific weapons like the Colt AR-15 and the AK-47 and explicitly bans copies or duplicates of those weapons. But gun manufacturers have taken it upon themselves to define what a copy or duplicate weapon is. They market state-compliant copycat versions of their assault weapons to Massachusetts buyers. They sell guns without a flash suppressor, folding, or telescoping stock, for example. Small tweaks that do nothing to limit the lethalness of the weapon. This will end now. On Wednesday, we are sending a directive to all gun manufacturers and dealers that makes clear that the sale of these copycat assault weapons is illegal in Massachusetts. With this directive, we will ensure we get the full protection intended when lawmakers enacted our assault weapons ban, not the watered-down version of those protections offered by gun manufacturers. Her arrogance is clear. She does not like that manufacturers comply with the letter of the law that was passed. So I'm going to, she's saying, I'm going to redefine what it means. The directive specifically outlines two tests to determine what constitutes a copy or duplicate of a prohibited weapon. And this is where it gets a little dicey, because this is new territory. If a gun's operating system is essentially the same as that of a banned weapon, or if the gun has components that are interchangeable with those of a banned weapon, it is a copy or duplicate, and it is illegal. Assault weapons prohibited under our laws cannot be altered in any way to make their sale or possession legal in Massachusetts. So, if the magazine, as an example, works in a weapon that was Massachusetts compliant, it is now an assault weapon. If the same AR magazine that works in, if the other state's ARs will work in a Massachusetts compliant AR-15, and I've seen these guns. I mean, they've got the funky stock on them and everything. That's item number one. But then it gets a little better. First of all, her test is arbitrary and capricious, as defining an operating system as a firearm as being essentially the same as ripe for prosecutorial abuse. Because there's only a handful of basic operating systems for self-loading semi-automatic firearms. There's direct gas impingement, long-stroke gas pistons, short-stroke gas piston, blowback, recoil-operated. That's it. So if there's anything on her primary list that has those operating systems, then they're assault weapons. But that's not the worst of it. She also states that firearms that have components that are interchangeable with those of a banned weapon are also illegal. This is even more ripe for abuse than the blatantly unconstitutional and flippant, essentially the same operating system test. As many firearms, including those that are clearly not assault weapons, by even the most insane definition, share components with a firearm on the list. I point out to you the Mossberg MVP Scout. It's designed to use the same magazines as a number of .308 caliber rifles, absurdly defined as assault weapons by name, and Healey's capricious duplicate definition under Massachusetts law. It also has a threaded muzzle designed to use a common .30 caliber muzzle device and share with rifles on the You Can't Have It troll list, and features sections of Picatinny rail, both fixed and detachable, familiar to a wide range of firearms, including many on the banned list. Because of these multiple shared components, this bolt-action rifle is clearly defined as an assault weapon, according to Healy. But be of good cheer, Massachusetts peoples. Princess Dictator Healy will graciously not send agents of the government to confiscate the millions of Massachusetts-compliant firearms in the possession of the proletariat. At least not yet. She writes, "We recognize that most residents who purchased these guns in the past believed they were doing so legally. So this directive will not apply to possession of guns purchased before Wednesday or yesterday." I mean, how generous. Let me take this moment to remind Healy and Massachusetts Governor Charlie Baker and the citizens of the state that there have been unilateral attempts by power-crazed petty tyrants in Massachusetts history to strip the people of the right to bear arms, most useful in the common defense, and it didn't go very well for them. The Second Amendment was written to reflect a pre-existing natural right of citizens to bear arms of contemporary military utility for the defense of their individual lives and their communities from foreign enemies, domestic threats, and power-mad would-be despots, including their own attorney general. Mara Healy has grossly exceeded her constitutional authority and has enacted by executive fiat a directive that would have been, this would have put the founding fathers into action. The other thing that she's done, and I mean, I talked about this with Sean Maloney last night, is that this is something that will end up at the Supreme Court. So she must be expecting, she's thinking Hillary gets in and Heller gets toppled. Don't forget that. Don't forget that part. The only way to beat her at this game is make sure that Hillary doesn't get elected. Yes, I'm oversimplifying that. I am oversimplifying that. But that's all besides the point. We'll see how this goes. We'll see where the test goes and everything else. They're going to do whatever they can do. And they're going to stick it out there. And if it takes 2 or 3 years to unravel, big deal. That's 2 or 3 years that people don't get to defend themselves. They don't care. It's not about keeping people safe. It's about having that power. That's why Watertown was able to happen the way it happened. I mean, I saw Watertown. I thought, wow, watching some footage from Iraq. But no, that wasn't what it was about. No, that was happening in Watertown, USA, Massachusetts. We'll be right back.
Life situation. Do you have everything you need? Dark Angel is the answer to that question. The direct action response kit has everything you need and nothing that you don't. Dark Angel removes the confusion no matter the situation. In combat or self-defense, Dark Angel Medical breaches the barrier and supplies what you need to get your teammate or loved one to the next level of medical care. To find a dealer near you, go to darkangelmedical.com. Dark Angel Medical. This is simplicity under stress.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries. Aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm,
and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Evalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9859. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9859. Call 1-800-958-9859. 1-800-958-9859.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Lube Performance Made in the USA studio, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet, 50 million rounds on hand, outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
Check them out at AmmunitionDepot.com. Now, this is what we get from, this is written by Mara Healy, the Attorney General of Massachusetts. So let's pull back the curtain and look into her, probably very cobwebby head. But this is what she writes. Orlando, Baton Rouge, Falcon Heights, Dallas, Baton Rouge again. 5 horrific headlines in 5 weeks. Each story is unique in its circumstances, but bound by a common thread. Human lives taken by a gun. There are myriad issues underlying each of these tragedies, fear, racism, mistrust, hate. These are critical issues that we as a country have an obligation to honestly and forthrightly address. And there are issues my office is working hard to tackle alongside our partners in the community, in law enforcement, and in government. But there's one issue that can be addressed right now, the proliferation of guns, particularly assault weapons. Here in Massachusetts, 10,000 assault weapons were sold just in the last year, each one nearly identical to the rifle used to gun down 49 innocent people in Orlando. In the week after the Pulse nightclub massacre, sales of weapons strikingly similar to the 6-Sauer MCX used at Pulse jumped as high as 450% over the previous week. Just in Massachusetts. It's no surprise that the Orlando killer chose an AR-15-style assault rifle. It's a weapon of war, originally created for combat and designed to kill many people in a short amount of time with incredible accuracy. It's in the same category as weapons chosen by killers in Newtown, Aurora, and San Bernardino. These are not weapons of self-defense. These are weapons used to commit mass murder, and they have no business being in civilian hands. How in Massachusetts, then, home to some of the strongest gun laws in the country, do we allow people to buy these guns? The gun industry has found a way to exploit our laws, a loophole of potentially horrific proportions, and it's time we act. The Massachusetts assault weapon ban mirrors the federal ban Congress allowed to expire in 2004. But the gun manufacturers took it upon themselves to define what a copier of a or duplicate weapon is. They market state compliant copycat versions of their assault weapons. They sell guns without a flash suppressor, folding or telescopic stock, for example. Small tweaks that do nothing to limit the lethalness of the weapon. This will end now. On Wednesday, we're sending a directive to all gun manufacturers and dealers that makes clear that the sale of these copycat assault weapons is illegal in Massachusetts. We will ensure we get the full protection intended when lawmakers enacted our assault weapons ban, not the watered-down version of those protections offered by gun manufacturers. She goes on to outline the test to figure if it's a copy or a duplicate. Assault weapons prohibited under our laws cannot be altered in any way to make their sale or possession legal in Massachusetts. We recognize that most residents who purchased these guns in the past believe they're doing so legally, so this directive will not apply to possession of guns purchased before Wednesday. In the dozen years since the federal assault weapons ban lapsed, only 7 states have instituted their own assault weapons ban. Many of those bans have been challenged unsuccessfully by the gun industry, and we anticipate our directive may be too. But our job is to enforce state laws and to keep people safe. This directive does both. In the face of utter inaction by Congress, states have a duty to enact and enforce laws that protect people from gun violence. Washington won't use its power to get these guns off the streets. We will. Not only do we have the legal authority to do so, we have the moral authority and obligation to do so. What they are essentially doing is very soon Massachusetts will see an uptick in crime. Because if she goes and does what she says she's talking about, Glocks will be confiscated. No more Glocks will be sold. No more Smith & Wesson M&Ps because they use blowback. Yeah. Or recoil, I can't remember which one it is. But they use the operating system that is a copycat of some of these assault weapons. So Massachusetts, and I mean, you know, Boston had the marathon bombing. Where once, you know, just like in Nice where we see a truck used as a weapon, we saw pressure cookers used as a weapon. And they had all the law enforcement there. They had bomb-sniffing dogs there. They had all of this stuff there. And still, these guys were able to detonate 2 bombs and get away for a while. That's item number one. Item number two. Item number two is the fact that, you know, the elder Sarnia brother primarily died after he was shot and then run over by his brother. His brother didn't shoot him. His brother just ran over him in a panic to get away from the cops. The younger Sarnaev, who is alive still today, was fired at a couple of hundred times, and all they did was kill a boat. He's still alive to stand trial and everything else. To the people of Massachusetts, I say this to you. You are not getting a temporary respite. You're not getting any sort of temporary security out of this, out of your elected official doing this. Your elected officials are doing this. They're the ones who passed the laws. Now you've got this Healy that's out there deciding she's going to put the screws to everything. You're not going to gain anything out of this. There's no security coming from this. In fact, you're going to be more at risk. Mark my words. I'm sorry to have to say it. I'm not sitting back here gloating saying you guys are going to die. But whenever Islam is going to use whatever means necessary to kill you, whether it's a pressure cooker or a truck or a knife or a ball bat or a ball peen hammer or a chainsaw or a machete or whatever they can get their hands on, a gun. It doesn't matter. They just want to kill you. Now, let's say that this crazy scheme does work and there are no weapons available in Massachusetts at all. So when they come at you with axes, like we saw, where was it? I saw an axe attack somewhere recently. When they come at you with axes and you don't have anything to defend yourself with, unless you are good with an axe and you're like Conan the Barbarian and you can spin that around and do all kinds of samurai stuff, you're going to die. Yeah, you're going to be chopped up. You're going to be calling, waiting 11.11 minutes, which is the national average, waiting for Boston's finest to show up, and we'll see what happens. They'll get there after you've been chopped. You'll have no means to defend yourself. Nowhere in Massachusetts. But hey, you won't have any more copycat guns. Now, I berate you for this because you elect these people. You believe the lies, you believe the stories, you believe the sale, and then you go with it. And, having this kind of thing happen is a direct result of not paying attention to who you vote for. So now you've got Healy. Welcome to California with a K. Now it's going to be Massachusetts with an upside down. Well, that'd be an M. Sideways. Sideways M. Let's go with that one. I like that one. Sideways M from here on out. Sideways M, Massachusetts, California with a K. For how long, you'll have the secret police. Who knows? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro 1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.
Did you know that a dirty CPAP system can make you sick? If you knew what could be growing in your mask and hose, you might not sleep so well. But now, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs, and it's completely hands-free. For a limited time, you can try SoClean risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-952-2797.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean destroys CPAP bacteria, viruses, and germs, and it eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto! Your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. This is a limited-time offer, only available by calling 1-800-952-2797. That's 1-800-952-2797.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
All right, welcome back. Coming to you live from the Frog Boat. Performance made in the U.S. Nation. This is Walker Boat. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by AmmunitionDepot.com.
27,000 square feet. 50 million rounds on hand. Outrageous depth of selection. This is Ammunition Depot. Ammunition Depot is the one place to go for all of your ammunition wants and desires. And there's something always on sale. Whether self-defense or training, Ammunition Depot will astound you with both price and selection. You don't have to take my word for it. Go to AmmunitionDepot.com. Ammunition Depot, when it really matters, lead is worth more than gold.
You see me shooting it on a video or something, it came from AmmunitionDepot.com. Go check them out. When Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama entered office, he was in a dreamy state. He dreamed that his hope and change messaging and his references to his familial Islamic roots would win over the Muslim world. This soon-to-be Nobel Peace Prize laureate would make the U.S. liked in the Middle East. Then terrorism would decrease. But as with his approach to racial relations, his remedies proved worse than the original illness. He gave his first presidential interview to El Arabiya, noting that he has Muslims in his family. He implicitly blamed America's strained relations with many Middle Eastern countries on his supposedly insensitive predecessor, George W. Bush. The new message of the Obama administration was that the Islamic world was understandably hostile because of what America had done rather than what it represented. Accordingly, all mention of radical Islam and even the word terrorism were airbrushed from the new administration's vocabulary. Words to describe terrorism or the fight against it were replaced by embarrassing euphemisms like overseas contingency operations, man-caused disaster, and workplace violence. In apology tours and mythological speeches, Obama exaggerated Islamic history as often as he critiqued America. He backed the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. He pushed America away from Israel, appeased Iran, and tried to piggyback on the Arab Spring by bombing Libya. He even lectured Christians on their past pathologies dating back to the Crusades. Yet, Buffalo Barack, his outreach was still interpreted by Islamists as guilt and weakness to be exploited rather than magnanimity to be, reciprocated. Terrorist attacks increased. Obama blamed them on a lack of gun control or generic violent extremism.
Out came the careerist toadies in government that parrot the party line message and even tried to outdo their politically correct boss. Former Homeland Security Secretary Janet Lucy Napolitano focused on returning veterans as terrorist risks. Obama and Secretary of State John Kerry said that global warming, not the Islamic State, was the real threat. NASA Administrator Charles Bolden said the president asked him to make Muslim outreach a top priority for the agency. CIA Director John Brennan said that jihad is a holy struggle, a legitimate tenet of Islam. Director of National Intelligence James Clapper opined that the Muslim Brotherhood was largely secular. The president often blamed the detention facility at Guantanamo Bay for needlessly provoking Islam. He said that terrorist dangers were no more deadly than falls in bathtubs. He wrote off the Islamic State as an inept JV squad, assuring they posed no existential threat. He campaigned on the premise that al-Qaeda was on the run. He pulled all troops out of Iraq, which instantly degenerated into chaos. He kept insisting that guns, not terrorists, were the real danger. Even his assassins used bombs from Boston to Paris, knives from Oklahoma to California, and most recently a truck to run over innocents in Nice, France. Intelligence and law enforcement agencies got the message and worried more about the charges of Islamophobia than preempting deadly terrorist attacks. Authorities had either interviewed and then ignored the Boston, Fort Hood, San Bernardino, and Orlando terrorists, or they blindly ignored their brazen social media threats. There was never cause for such weak horse contrition. Radical Islam has never had legitimate grievances against the West. America and Europe has welcomed Muslim immigrants, even as Christians were persecuted and driven out of the Middle East. Billions of dollars in American aid still flow to Islamic countries. The U.S. spent untold blood and treasure freeing Kuwait and later the Shiites of Iraq from Saddam Hussein. America tried to save Afghanistan from the Soviets and later from the Taliban. For over half a century, the West paid jacked-up prices for OPEC oil, even as the U.S. Navy protected Persian Gulf sea lanes to ensure lucrative oil profits for Gulf state monarchies. Osama bin Laden and Ayman al-Zawahiri, the original architects of al-Qaeda, were so desperate to find grievances against the West that in their written diatribes, they had to invent fantasies of Jews walking in Mecca. In Michael Moore fashion, they laughably whined about America's lack of campaign finance reform and Western culpability for global warming. The real problem is that Islamic terrorism feeds off the self-induced failures of the Middle East. Jihadists try to convince the Arab street that returning to religious fundamentalism and exporting jihad will empower Muslims to recapture lost primacy over a decadent and guilty West, just as in the mythical glory days of the Caliphate. In truth, religious intolerance, gender apartheid, illiteracy, autocracy, statism, tribalism, and religious fundamentalism all guarantee poverty, economic stagnation, and scapegoating. While much of Asia and Latin America progressed through reform, the Middle East blame-gamed its miseries on affluent Western nations and on Israel. Most disturbing, millions of Middle Easterners fled to the safety of Europe and the United States, but on occasion only to resist assimilation and show ingratitude once they got there. So in short, Obama in his dreams, in his approach, in his execution, all of this has proved to be a nightmare for America, for the for the American people. And this is not over yet. It's still happening now as we speak. Before we flip into the next hour, we have this from Benghazi survivor and former CIA operative John Tig Tegan. He was in Cleveland on Tuesday, and he sat down with the Daily Caller, and he said that they're very vocal in their opinions on the presumptive Pantsu Clinton for good reason. Tig was one of the six military contractors stranded in Benghazi, Libya, on September 11, 2012, where their call for help was never answered. Four of his fellow Americans died because of their negligence. Tigan told the Daily Caller many of the military's best and brightest will leave if Pantsuit is elected. There's guys leaving now just because of that, because they don't know if the call for help is going to be heard. Keegan spoke of the downgrading the Obama administration has conducted overseas and that the men in the military have a growing doubt in the government because of it. If you ask for help or you need your help, you expect the military to come help you one way or the other. He then brought up a similar situation of Benghazi, an ambush on a group of Marines in Afghanistan in 2013. These Marines were left helpless because President Obama pulled troops out of important areas in the Middle East. Teagan stated, and this is very important to consider for all of you that are sitting around there and thinking, well, you know, I'm on the fence about this one. I don't know. Teagan stated that the fight will remain overseas if Trump is elected, but if Clinton were elected, we will be fighting this war on our own home front, which is not really something we should be hoping for. Go look at any video or pictures you want to look at, and just take a look at any town in Israel after a terrorist attack. See, most of you have never seen that. You've never seen the rubble. You've never seen the blood spatters. You've never seen a whole lot of things that comes from these attacks. And if Pantsuit's elected, they'll test her just like they tested Slick Willie and Barack. They will test her. They will push. They're only going to respond to one thing, and that's going to be having a boot put on their neck. That's what we need. We're going to go into the hour number two. This is Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring? Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.